you know, clever thing you thought of to do. Does that help it?
It is helping, but it's not helping enough. I mean, I'm not executing well enough yet that I really feel like it's getting me to the right place. Part of it is a technical thing.
What is
it? When I enter, it's at the end of another scene in which there's a big switch, big change, and striking the furniture. So I have to wait for my cue to match up with my people sort of raucously move off some furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm standing there looking at the paper in my hand and just trying to think of maybe one final time or the fourth quarter or something. The reality is I have to peek and bend and look and do this, and as soon as they're gone, I have to get right onto the stage. So it's you know, I feel like I'm ready to go on, I feel like I'm ready to go on, and then I feel like I lose it when I have to pay attention to the reality of this play, this scene, in this space.
I think I have an answer for you right then and there. See, you remember how often I've said to you, please don't prepare too much off stage. Mm-hmm. The actors
right.
Jiggle and juggle, and all of that is totally unnecessary and very bad. It's bad for you. It's not good for you. So I think what you're doing is preparing too much mentally for that first entrance. Okay? And that's why that first entrance gets so locked in. One, because too much physical or mental preparation will really keep the energy or that imagination that's part of the breath stream, the stream of breath, will keep that from flowing, you see. It will keep it from renewing itself in a natural, rhythmic way.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. Secondly, and I think really more important, and I've been talking to two students already and myself about this, once again, we do not let nature do part of the work. We don't let nature take its course. We don't let natural intelligence work for us. We see, when you are preparing, thinking of, see, what you say is very nice and obedient, but we missed, one thing is missing. That the four corners, for example, are things that we practice in great detail in this room. But after a while, the body sort of knows it. So all you need is just a feather-light flick of memory, and with a number four, I'm being as light as I possibly can, to sort of feel those four points. And because we cover it in such detail in class, you really know that the four points help you to present your torso, help you to present your center, help you to to physically be in your own space. See, you know all that from our discussing it. Then, when you're standing off stage and ready to go on, what's happening is that you're not letting your body somewhat do what it already knows how to do. See, you haven't given it a chance to do that. You're not letting your natural intelligence sort of float into action, and let the next action come, because we've analyzed the scene so much that you know it 40 different ways. So that's what's happening with the first entrance. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Because I get to the point where I think the body is so... I'm so out of touch with the body that I don't know where I should be when I finish that line. I don't know what my physical condition should be. Just being really who I am.
Yeah, you don't. I know, you don't know. See,
it's really this series of dysfunctioning
parts.
Mental commands.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that makes sense for now. I mean, you're going through changes, let's say. And it is evident to you more than ever that you're all, you know, you're all at sixes and sevens. That's fine, because that's all going to be taken care of. Because that information that you have to learn is really not very hard. It's a little bit difficult to put it into use, but you're learning it, you know. I mean, and, you know, you go through, it takes you four times longer than anybody else. Because that's, you know, I mean, it took Olivier four times longer than anybody else to learn what he had to learn. Some of us take a long time to learn this stuff, that's all. But if we hang in there, we get it. David, see, what we don't know, and I really am saying this over the last 3 days, what we don't know is what part the brain and the body will do in spite of us, you see, and we have got to include that into our acting procedures. Now, when I say to you, breathe out, you know, because what? Because by itself the body will bring the air back. Isn't that? Well, I think you finally know that. I think you finally know that. You don't have to take the air in. It's going to come in. When the air goes out, as you speak a sentence, the ship sailed into the Mediterranean, the body will bring it back in. It needs it. See? And does that, you understand it? Okay. Then what happens is it took us God knows how many years to finally convince you of that. All right? So let us say that you know that your body is going to take the air in and your technique will tell you to mentally move that air right up to the lip corners where it meets the word going out. That was technique. Now what you have to do is know it in other ways. When I talk about natural intelligence, you have to know that if you don't tamper with the brain, if you don't stand over it like a boss who won't let the worker alone, huh? If you were on that telephone and the boss stood over you watching you dial the numbers, you would not be able to function. Once the boss says, there's your desk, that's your telephone, there's the men's room, okay, those are the phone numbers, get to work, he leaves you alone and you get to work. And if you make a mistake, you figure it out. Now, you've got to let yourself do that when you are going in to act. It is, at first, the most terrifying thing you can ask of yourself. I think we discussed that somewhat last week when we said, look, you've got to believe that some of this is going to happen by itself. That feeling of not being in control of it from the first moment is so frightening that you're afraid that you'll go on and you'll fall, or you'll sit on the floor, or you'll make a fool of yourself, or egg on your face, and it isn't. So in this room today, we have to find a way for you to finally come to believe that there are certain things that happen by themselves. Okay? Right? Okay. Now, last time that you were here, we remember we talked about charisma, you know, and that soaring quality of acting, and the fact that sometimes you have thought that acting was this extra special thing, and that as soon as you got the technique, you'd sort of throw it away because you think, oh, now I want to get into that extra special thing. So we were trying to show you how one could, where the mind could really go. You know, and you had a first sentence, the prospects, or what is it? The so-and-so?
The promises are fair.
The promises are fair. Right, and we said, if you could just breathe and go into the promises are fair. See, that the other things would come into play, a quality of confidence, a quality of kingliness, a quality of, you know, the men coming out of the back room in the corporate, you know, in the building with the high corporate, with the high structures and all that. You would, all that would happen by itself if you were able to just breathe and say, the promises are fair, the prospects sure. Okay? So that's where your mind had to go, into the breath, the promises. See, that's all you had to do. I think when you walk on stage, when you peak, what I think it should be is like choreography, you know, even though it's not what the king would do. That's theatrical license. So I think what you have to do, instead of resisting the, you know, the silliness of peeking to see whether these kids who aren't even paid are moving the furniture, and then you have to come on as a king. I know, because when I played Summer and Smoke, Alma, who's, you know, very proper, she sits on the bench, you see, and the only way they could get the firecracker to shoot off was for me to put my hand behind the bench and make it shoot off, and then I had to go, oh, it frightened me. Well, I cannot tell you what that was like, but one can really just do it, because we, you know, we're not doing the part within blind faith. One part of us is aware of what's going on. So I think it would be something like this. Suppose you had to really knot yourself up in a corner and look. And look. See, what I'm doing is I'm putting, remember the circles that I told you about? The circles of attention?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's say in the morning, the circle, your circle of attention about your relationship to playing the part that evening is way out at the ends of my hands, right? It's on this farthest circle. So you're attached to the knowledge that you're going to be performing 10 hours later, but you're not crazy yet. You just leave it alone. You don't disconnect yourself from it, because then that isn't smart, but you're very lightly connected. You're connected, what is it, about two yards from that outer circle. Then at 4 o'clock, you know, you move your attention and your awareness into the circle closer to you. By the time you get to the theater, let's say you're in a circle really closer to you, where you're putting your makeup on, okay? Then you get to backstage, where you have to curl up like a pretzel to, you know, see if they've cleared the stage. Let's say that the circle, that the awareness that you're going to act is just a little bit closer, like about here, just on the outskirts of your head, right? And your chin, it just takes in this much. Now keep that circle and twist yourself in like this and look and look and look. And then when the last guy is moving the furniture, your breath comes in, the circle closes, you walk, and then you bullseye. The breath goes right into the word. It goes, these promises are, did you see how you're not disrupted by that? Try that, David. So, you see, you're not thinking, you're letting your own intelligence work for you. All you're doing is keeping your attention lightly on the circle that's just closest to the head. So go outside, get yourself on the next circle, and you can, you know, keep the door open as you wish. And then as you enter the room to scrunch down, put the next circle around you. When you see the guy leaving, let the air come into your body, and the first word is a bullseye. These promises.
Promises are fair, the party sure, and our induction full of prosperous hope.
That's pretty nice. It's going to work. Could you do me a favor, though? Could you let me see you look through the keyhole in the room so where I can watch what you're doing? So, I mean, you could even do it right at the door and move in to the center so I can watch your every...
Is this really like about here?
Like about there, that's what I want.
These promises are fair.
Okay, do it again. It's too tight. Did you feel...
Okay.
Please,
yes.
That meant you're nervous. You still don't... You something did work rhythmically for you.
Okay.
Now, what was it?
Well, I think I jumped the breath.
You did, exactly. See, that meant you somehow didn't trust it. So if you can learn to trust this,
right,
you can trust everything else. That's it. Darling, no self-hatred.
No, my eyes are darling.
Oh, okay.
It's 5 days in a row of taking makeup off and the cocaine gets in your eyes, and that really, that's why I can't wear contacts, but my eyes are so...
Oh, yes. You know, by the way, I had trouble with that in Baltimore and scratched my cornea. And I had a terrible time. So I think we have to talk about what you're using, because it's probably Kleenex and it's too rough for the eye, it's too scratchy. And also how you're rubbing it off. Well, first let's finish that, then we'll talk about the other.
I know everything. Which I found out through bitter experience.
These promises are fair, the party sure, and our induction full of prosperous hope.
That's pretty darn good. You feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It just needs a little bit more calmness. Now that it's that good. You know, it needs... You know what? It isn't settled down.
Right.
How would you be if... If you had two people working for you, suppose you set up an extra room in your house, telephone, and suppose you had two people working, and suppose you came from the private telephone inside and had just gotten a big contract, how would you say it? Tell the two.
I just got off the phone with somebody in Maryland. And I've got a PO number for a $30,000 order. It looks very, very good.
Exactly. Did you feel how comfortable that felt? Now, they're waiting to see what happens. They're sort of partners with you in the thing, but you're the boss. And they're way out in the other room. Tell them the same thing. But, they're looking at you this way, and you go, tell them.
Stuart. I just got a PO number for a $30,000 order in Maryland. It's good as gold.
Okay, that's fine. Did you see how you settled it? Stuart, I just got a $30,000 order from some guy in Maryland. It looks good as gold. Yeah? Let's see whether you could just say the words to them. These promises are fair.
These promises are fair. The party's sure. And our induction full of prosperous hope.
But believe in it more. I mean, move into kingliness and make that your habitual language. Mm-hmm. Do you notice that it becomes just a little pulled in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I see.
Uh-huh. Watch, listen to this. These promises are fair. Our party's sure. And our induction full of something hope. I'm not... afraid of the language. I don't feel shy. See whether you can just say it without that last little bit of shyness, because it's Shakespeare.
These promises are fair, the party's sure, and our induction full of prosperous hope.
That's sort of okay. That's a little better. Let's go to these are, I'd like you to think subject, verb, adjective, I guess. So it would be subject, verb, adjective. These promises are fair. Now really be, let's analyze it that way. So first say subject and think these promises.
Subject, verb, adjective. These promises are fair.
Good.
The party's sure, and our induction full of prosperous hope.
Okay. Do you feel it? It sits better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's try the our induction. Although it was right, I'd like you to analyze it because it did good. And our, say it like this, and our what? How? And our induction, how? Full of prosperous hope. See, and say, and our what?
And our what?
No, mean it. You didn't think what. You didn't mean what.
Okay.
You said it, but you didn't mean it.
And our what? How?
And then say it, and...
Full of prosperous hope.
No, and our induction.
Okay.
What was what, you know, and our what? Now go into, and our induction.
And our induction, full of prosperous hope.
You okay?
Mm-hmm.
But do that once again so that your body receives that information. Just say subject, verb, adjective, and then say, just lightly now, you don't have to say it loud, our promises.
Subject, verb, adjective. These promises are fair.
Good.
Subject.
Adjective.
Adjective. The parties sure.
And then say the what.
The what, how. Our induction full of prosperous hope.
Oh boy, that's getting good, David. Ha ha.
Now, go out and try that all curled up, you know, looking at the thing. Just little by little, we'll get it. So please, darling, don't rush.
Mm-hmm.
These promises are fair, the party sure, and our induction full of prosperous hope.
It's getting there, don't you feel? Now I think it's happening in your shoulders.
Yeah, this.
Do you
this
feel
one
it? The shoulder is shy.
Yes, it's.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So, all right. That's right. Now you see, so little by little, we have to sort of this little monster, you know, that gets inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get rid of in every way. From the mind, from the breath, from the word, and from the body. And when it leaves the shoulder, it'll find its way down into the knee somewhere until we get rid of it. What I'd like you to do now is think, go through the action. Think it, but don't say it. And just walk in and see if the body, if the shoulders, can stay settled down on the torso. I don't want them to curl in towards each other. So we'll do each thing one at a time. Mm-hmm. Do you feel good?
Felt better, yes.
Yes, it does. You see, you could actually see it didn't. The shoulders didn't curl in,
mm-hmm.
in shyness or, you know, in kind of anxiety. So that's working. David, are you, when you look through the crack in the curtain, are you, is that breath moving?
It's getting easier.
It's getting
yes.
easier.
I'm not moving, so it really.
Uh huh. Yeah.
I feel like I'm waiting for it to
that's it.
Come and not to jump the gun and make that grab.
Okay.
First
so, but we want to do two things. Is one, we don't want to jump the gun. We want the little dog to come in. We don't want to jump the gun, but also I don't want you to make too sure that it gets there. You know, we can overdo it on the good side as well. So the whole thing is that delicate sort of letting it kind of happen and not insisting that it happen the way it happened the best way in class, so it'll happen a little less good, or so you'll jump the gun a little bit maybe the first time, and then a light thought of, you know, let it come, and then you'll get it the second time. What I'm trying to do is allow for the irregularities, you know, and I don't want you to overdo the breath.
Yes.
Much as I, every word out of my mouth is breath, you must not overdo it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I'm thinking also, sit for a minute, David, is this, you know how I tell you that when you go on stage, just mean what you say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just say the lines to the right people and forget. I mean, don't try out your technique. Now, don't try to be a better actor than you are. But I think in this instance, And because you're acting in this crummy little, you know, production, it's perfect for our means. I want you to take the chance when you go on stage now to do that little initial entrance, you know, with the breath and the words, as we just said them. I don't want you not to take a chance on that.
Yes, okay.
Good? Mm-hmm. And don't care if you stumble, or, you know, sometimes the mind plays tricks on us. Just as we're about to do something right, you know, the last thing the mind will do will be to throw us off, you know, to frighten us. So you could get on there and you could forget the line, or you could stumble or something like that. Don't care. That's nothing. What is important is putting that thing into action, that little bitty beginning, and really trusting that natural intelligence will move into what you're doing. Or that, suppose you should forget a line, natural intelligence will help you, you know, to do that next. I'm foreseeing everything that can happen. Mm-hmm. So do it again now, and just let me feel that that's feeling good for you, and then we'll go on to the romantic part.
These promises are fair, the party sure, and our induction full of prosperous hope.
I think that's the idea. Really, I mean, you're getting more and more easy in it, and we'll leave that alone now. Do you, when you take that breath, do you get a picture of that little circle right over here?
No, I haven't. May I try it with
you? Yeah, because I think you're forgetting that. Yeah. And see, what I think should happen, David, is that little circle should include, you should sort of see these words in a distance, like these promises. See, it's right there. And you just move right into the words.
Okay.
These promises are fair, the party sure, and our induction full of prosperous hope.
Great. Good work.
That really helped.
You forgot about it. Yes,
really,
it's good.
Very good.
Okay. So you'll try to keep on to it. I think we should go to the romantic part, huh? Which part do you want to work on now?
I would like to do that.
Sure.
Yes. And starting from his cross, he comes downstage with a line, this is the deadly spite that angers me. My wife can speak no English, I know Welsh.
That's fine.
What's happening now is, since they changed the blocking, it was, you know, it started out originally as a directly to the audience, and then it was to Hotspur.
Yeah.
And now it's left up in the air because they changed the blocking, and now, with no real reason. But he thought the composition was better, I think, if Hotspur was down right. And Worcester is now pretty much in the center of the stage. Let's say I'm going to end up here.
Yeah.
But I'm crossing this way. So I come by, and Worcester is here, sort of picking up this big map that's being down.
Yeah.
So Hotspur, which is roughly where you are, says, here come our wives, let us take our leave. He stands and comes downstage and says, this is the deadly spite that angers me.
Yeah.
And Worcester's in the middle. So I'm sort of catching Worcester as he stands. It's saying the line to him.
Could I say this?
Yeah.
Could you sit in that chair and get up on just at the last word? Would the director yell at you? Try it there. Say the words, and then as you say, this is the deadly spite that, what are the lines?
This is the deadly spite that angers me. My wife can speak no English.
I would get up on my wife. This is, watch this. This is the deadly spite that angers me. My wife can speak no something, and I know Welsh. Try that? Is that allowed?
Yeah, Louis doesn't come anymore, so.
If Louis doesn't come?
No, Louis, I think he's out. Anyway, that's fine. I
try
it. Do things differently anyways.
See what it feels like first.
Yeah. Okay, why don't you say, Here come our wives. Okay. Let us take our leave.
Okay. All right, ready, set, go. Here come our wives. Let us take our leave.
This is the deadly spite that angers me. My wife can speak no English, I no Welsh.
You see, you don't have to talk to anybody when you do that, David?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now, what happened? Okay, so I think that's going to work if you really, it helps the move, it helps the cross. But you went, David, darling, could you shut the screen door,
sure,
please? You went into a funny thing. As soon as you said, this is the deadly spite, you sort of automatically became embarrassed. Well, what's wrong? Are the words, do the words seem funny? Words like deadly spite?
No, not so much. I think it's just uncertainty about attitude.
Okay, I think amusement. See, but the words don't sound amused, but I think he is amused. This is the deadly spite that angers me. My wife can speak no English, I no Welsh. That's all there is to it. Huh? What do you think? Is there more?
Oh, no, I don't really feel all that strongly about it. To tell you the truth, I've really been uncertain. And it's been changed so that, you know, I don't feel settled.
Be amused by it, David. And don't let the words make more than they sound. It's funny. It's really funny. Good. Sit in the chair and I will say, here come our wives, let us leave.
This is the deadly spite that angers me.
No good, no good, no good. The tongue is getting tight and it's scared. Watch it, the tongue goes into, there's something like that. It goes, geek. Don't do that. Let the tongue be loose, slip it out of the mouth like this. Now really feel it, really feel it. Now, it knows the words, David. Now I want you to just say the words, no acting yet. This is the deadly spite that angers me, that much.
This is the deadly spite that angers me.
You feel the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel the tongue
tightening?
Okay, do it again, slip the tongue out. Feel its fullness. Now just think the words and barely say them.
This is the deadly spite that angers me.
That's all I want. Now no acting. I want you to say that, and then I just want you to get up, okay? My wife, you'll start with my wife, that's all. I will give you the cue, but don't act, just think about the tongue. Here come our wives, let us leave.
This is the deadly spite that angers me. My wife?
That's all. All right, now sit down again. That's getting there. Do you feel the difference mm-hmm. of the tongue? Okay, now, I want to be sure that the breath, darling, moves up into the word this. This is the deadly, okay? As the breath moves up, your eyes will get even a little twinkle in them. Don't put it there, okay? It will come of its own accord. So, first do it still, because the tongue is a bitch. So stick the tongue out nicely. Feel it, really feel that sensation of a tongue that is not manipulated. Now, put it back in, breathe, and say the words and stand. I'll give you the cue. Da 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 da. Wives, let us leave.
This is the deadly spite that angers me. My wife can speak no English. I no Welsh.
Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a good feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like it. Now, what's happening in your arms, you idiot, you? Is that now that you loosen the tongue? No, the arms are like taffy, you know? No, darling, one doesn't. So the tongue, but then you went, the arms were flopping around again, because the mind really got them mixed up. So, no, remember that soft formality, let's call it that, in the body. Does that make sense?
Yes, I know what you mean.
Good. Then try that. So the tongue is without tension, but the arms, the body still is military. It's still a well-trained body. Now, without acting, see whether you can do that. Try it now.
This is the deadly spite that angers me.
My wife can speak no English. I know Welsh.
I would like to see the arms in a direction, just for now, okay? David, there is, I think something's getting mixed up in here. There is such a fine line between easy, the ease of saying something, and saying something with a sense of humor, or a lightness in the eye, a twinkle, and letting everything go to pot, so that when you walk from that chair to this stool, what's happening is that your whole body is going to pot. You know, the wrists are flailing around, and the body is, because one, you think what you're doing is mistaking. So what we have to get is the right amount of ease and humor connected to the right amount of physical formality. And with us Americans, you know, we get so, in our contemporary fashion, we do everything totally loose. You know, we hang loose totally, but mentally and in our verbiage and in our bodies. This we don't want to do. This is not the way to do this. Am I making sense?
Absolutely.
All right, so stand up now. Don't say the words now. Stand up and let me see you cross there with soft formality. No. You're raising the rib cage, you know, artificially. Okay. See, that's not formality, David. That's fake acting. So, you know, we really have to just, it's a question of weight. It's like, what is formality? What is softness? What is overdoing it? It was, remember when we walked the other day and the hands, they felt right at first when you were walking, and then you had to sort of throw them away because I guess you just didn't believe in it. Mm-hmm. Okay? Remember, you were brought up, your generation has really no sense of formality. My generation has, because I'm still really from the Victorian period. You know? But yours has none. And whereas my generation had to learn to open up our heads, and men, you know, wore bell-bottom trousers when they were 50 years old, trying desperately. Your generation has to learn that formality isn't a frightening thing, that sometimes formality is good. And I don't think you know that, and I think that's why you keep throwing it away.
No? I don't know what, yes, whatever the reason is, it's not something that I easily can do.
Do it now. Let's go to military bearing again. Let's go back to that first lesson. Military bearing is, let's get the 4 points, right? The 4 points like this. And then as I walk, there's a sort of direction in which I walk. You feel this soft, not soft, and yet there is a direction to it. See, when you walk, there's no direction. Watch this, there's no, look,
right.
See that? It doesn't belong anywhere.
Right.
Good. So, you know, try that. So let's think 4 points. Maybe that would help you.
This is the deadly spite that angers me. My wife can speak no English. I know Welsh.
No good.
No good.
That's terrible. I'm sorry. one reason is that I didn't want you to talk. Remember I said, please just try the walking. Yeah, but you see, that's it, David. That, you should not jump to the word when you're just working on the body. Well, why did you forget that? Because you're jumping ahead.
Okay. I was just trying to remember what position I usually am in when I have to when I say that line, because I was trying to think of the four corners, and I'm usually in a more relaxed position.
That's fine.
It just came out of, and the lines just came out because I was trying to really put myself back into that place.
Okay, David, watch this a minute. Yeah. Look, suppose I, you know, suppose I'm relaxed, which is great, that he is relaxed, and, you know, and I'm going to get up now with this. What you're doing is you will not do this with your palms. You just don't want to do it. You're afraid that it's affected. Not do it. Really do it. Don't do anything. See, don't go back to, I know what's wrong. You are working too closely to your performance. You know, to what did I do in performance? Oh, I did it this way. No, don't. Just experiment with formality now.
Okay.
Yeah, forget. Forget the evening performance. No, sit down, don't do it. Sit, darling. David, it's just that I haven't found the key to it yet, dear. It might take you a while. you're making it harder than it has to be. Stand against that wall. There. Just, and I'm going to stand against this wall. Now, when I stand here, I'm not lifting anything in my body. Here are my hips and my shoulders. Now I'm going to do this. Watch my hand and my right leg. Forward, 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 forward. I'd like you to do that to me. Wait till I get here. And just say out loud, forward, meaning left, forward, right, forward, etc.
Forward, 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 forward.
Good. Now go back and turn around this way and do the same thing.
Forward, forward, forward.
The left arm simply won't do it. Do you see it dangling?
Yes, look, it's so locked.
Yeah.
It's the tension is very...
Okay, now, David, that part, we don't want to take time for loosening that part, and that's going to have to come with other therapists, right? With what's his name, Mitchell, and with Jean-Louis, when you can go to him. And that's all going to be taken care of. It will take time, but it will be done for you. It'll be different. But right now, let the left hand very slightly go forward so that you don't have a pull on the shoulder. And that's all I want you to do. So what we're doing is going back to the very beginning of time and just step out with one foot and out with one hand. That's
forward.
It. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Turn around. That's all you have to do. Go ahead.
Forward.
Forward. The left arm, come on. Yeah, see, the left arm doesn't want to do it, but it did it. So I want you to be very conscious of it. Do it. Surely?
Forward, 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 forward.
Good. Breathe.
Forward, forward.
Good. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Now, David, with the left arm, it's very good, and you don't even have to put it out quite that far. So, but it must go forward.
You know what else?
What?
I'm very kind of confused too.
Yeah.
It's not only this. It's this. I mean, to free this shoulder.
You mean it does free it?
Yeah.
Well, that's lovely.
It's this thing. So.
Uh-huh. That's good. I mean, it feels a little freer. Yes, you're giving a little soft movement to that tight spot. That's wonderful. Now be careful, because you're trying to be casual, and you're losing formality.
Right.
See, what you don't know, and what I see, David, is that what we're calling formality is not anything unnatural. It feels unnatural to you,
it looks perfectly natural to me. So you, what you're doing is the moment you feel that you're getting it, you're trying not to have it be so much an exercise. Isn't that right? And as you do it, then the wrist gets wishy-washy. There is nothing, and here you have to take my word for it, because I wouldn't let you do something that was fake or artificial. See, when you raise your rib cage and do this, I say, don't do that. Now when I say to you, this looks good, it looks natural, you don't believe me. I mean, you know what I mean. I mean, you mean to believe me, but you can't. I'm saying, believe me. Okay? So this is that place where it's hard for you to believe it. Breathe. That's nice. Okay. Let me see. Yes. David, you don't know how good that is. Okay, so listen. What's working for you now is the fact it's the side of the wrist and the side of the fingers. Here? See, it's working. I mean, that's what it was doing. But I want you to know that that was what it was doing. And this is why you look together. See, watch this. See the wrist?
Right.
You see? See, when you walk, watch this. When you walk the way you think you look casual, watch the wrist.
Right.
See that?
Right.
Okay, so learn to love what you're doing right now. No, darling, stop.
Where is this?
Yeah, because, see, when you had this part of the hand forward, like, see this?
Yes.
Then there was beauty to it. When you tried to be...
Right.
See, then the wrist goes any which way, so that it had no form.
Right.
See, you're throwing away shape. Don't throw it away. It looks too good. See, the minute you throw away shape, then before we know it, you'll be back to that vagueness in the wrist.
I don't know how to turn, yes.
Exactly, watch this. See, if you... no, don't. David, turn around for you. When you turn around like this... Think of form. If the hands are at the sides, if they are soft... think of soft. If they are softly at your side, then they are natural. If they're like this, then you have overdone it. Now turn. Turn and face the door. And just keep them softly at your trouser, at the crease. At the crease. Good. Turn and keep them at the crease. They're even still too deliberately casual, you know? But really keep them still at the crease of your trousers. Turn. I'd like you to let the wrists... I don't want you to think about performance now. I want you to only think of experiment.
Right.
See how far we can go with this exercise. I want you to touch the seams of your trousers with the inside. Uh-huh. Not that hard. And let the fingers loose. That's it. Now I'd like you to turn. Walk to the door and turn. All right, now turn. David, I'm touching right here, very lightly, and you stopped doing it because you want to get on with the exercise.
me to do that with the straight or instrument?
You're absolutely straight. And just let the fingers, say I want the fingers to be loose. See, the fingers are a little too tight. Once you learn to release that, to release that, to release that, that's all. That's fine. Now, just keep this lightness right in here and turn. Just keep, go ahead, Dave, turn. Turn. Okay, now you can make up space, all right? But keep, don't be afraid, this is just an experiment. Now turn. That's it, do you feel that? Do you feel that stillness? So this is what, watch this. I say, yes, did you call me? Watch my hands. You see the hands? Does that look fake? Does that look effective? Watch it. Did you call me? Did you call me? It's not effective. But that's good, what you're doing. Now I want you to walk and turn and have the seam of the trousers be the guide. Let's sort of walk into this part of the row. Turn. Turn, that's good. Walk down there and turn. That's the idea. All right, you work on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Trust it.
I shall.
Yeah, and what I want is this. Try to use it in performance. See, when you, yeah, because this, what do we care about this performance?
Right.
It's, you know, this is it. This is why we took the damn part,
right.
Was to, you know, have a place to try it out. When you practice it at home, don't practice with words. Practice each thing by itself. So just, you know, think the words in there, think the timing, then stand up from the chair, walk there, and just do this little exercise. You know, do it as we planned it. That's it. So that it's possible you may do some of it in the performance. Don't worry if you don't do any of it, you know, because you will have meant to try it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, do that once again, and then go right into your romantic thing so we can get going. It's not 3 o'clock, it's 2. What time is it?
2.
David, you have no idea how mixed up I am since the time change. Old-fashioned clock?
Goodness. We're here long enough, we'll be back in style. Okay. Got 6 months to go, I think. We're under the age of that one.
Okay. Right. He says, here come our wives, let us leave them.
This is the deadly spite that angers me. My wife can speak no English. I know Welsh.
She does something, something, something. Wait a minute, dear. When you put your hand on your knee, you did it very stiff, very, very affectedly.
Okay.
I know you had a long sleeve. Do you have something?
Yes.
What's in the costume?
Really long.
Well, it's probably okay. Go ahead.
I have something in this hand. She speaks to him Welsh, and he comes over and I say,
the audience is right here. Yes, so why do you drop that thing that you have in your hand? I don't know, I sometimes keep it right here. Don't, no, let me correct that. Sometimes we think, oh, if I didn't, oh, I wish I didn't have this prop in my hand so I could, you know, make a No, that prop is real, and that will make the scene between you and her even better,
mm-hmm.
Okay? So don't wish that you didn't have it. It's real. I don't know how else to say that.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I just haven't gone far enough. Okay.
Okay.
I do know what you mean.
Well, let me give you something to hold in your hand.
Dear Father, tell her that she...
Okay, I could see that the words, I knew the words were going to become, Dear Father, tell her that, you know what, there was something that happened just before you started to do it that said that it was going to be fake. What was in your mind at that point, just before
Nothing,
you...
Nothing, it was just starting, it was just a blank.
Exactly, and it embarrassed you or something. So, do you have to hear? What happens? Does she say something?
She says something to him.
Yeah.
And she's crazy here, and she will not let you go.
All right.
She'll do the wars too.
Okay. So now really listen to. I mean, really sit and listen to her saying da 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 da, and then him saying she won't let you go. And then you say, Dear Father, would you please, yeah, be real. Yeah, poor dear. Really listen and breathe, David. I'm going to do what she does. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And Glenn Dower says,
Dear Father, tell her that she and my sister Percy shall follow in your conduct speedily.
Uh-huh. You've got to make believe that you're comfortable in your life. You know, Mortimer is really. Can you tell? He's a man who knows himself, who's at peace with himself. And you have got to make believe that you are. So that when your father-in-law says to you, she's crazy. She won't, she says she won't let you go off to war. She loves you so much. Let me, see, I'm getting this tight little thing in your throat, sort of disbelief. It's with amusement, really. See, you're playing too young. You're playing, you know, as though you were 19 years old, you know, and the two of you are being separated. You're not. Mortimer is going to be king. So it's, take a breath and go, Dear Father, tell her that I'll be back. Tell her, that how do you say I will be back in Welsh? Let me see you just say those words like that. He says, she is crazy. She says that she's not going to let you go to war. And then,
Dear Father, tell her that she and my sister Percy shall follow in your conduct.
Okay, stop, dear, stop. You're working for the performance. That's all you care about is the performance. And you're not experimenting with it. Because I just said to you, how do you say, I'll be back in Welsh? I just finished saying that. Did you notice how you jumped right into the lines? Don't do that. I'm going to be mean to you, you know, until you give it up. Just like what Noel Coward said to Laurence Olivier, you're going to stop giggling. I will make you giggle until you stop. And every night I'll dress you down in front of the whole cast. And it took Olivier 7 months. I'm going to be mean to you as long as you jump and think about performance instead of thinking about this minute. Mean it. Okay. So what should we do? I'm going to say something to you, and you answer me in either my words or in what you think a guy, you know, head of MCA would. The girl is crazy. She says she's not even going to let you go to war. She loves you too much.
Well, look, you'll have to talk to her for me because I can't speak the language. But tell her that I'm going to come back. Tell her that it's okay. But I'll leave, I'll be gone a short while.
That's sort of it. Do you feel that he's a little more comfortable? And now I'd like you to even make believe a little more that you're a little more that kind of person. That was what you just did was good because it was really what you would have said.
David. And now, sort of say what he would have said. Assume your nobility, you know. Assume the fact that people, that you're used to being listened to, you're used to leading large roomfuls of people, you know. Like, assume more about your station in life. Mm-hmm. And don't let, see, sometimes I think when I had to, or used to take on a role in which I really didn't feel that person, I have to sort of say to myself, I've never done that. I've never had a room full of people listen to me. You know, I'm sort of on the right-hand side of the boss. Now I have to just become the boss. And once you realize what you are and that you are different from the character, then that settles it, and then you can move into this other way. So just move up a notch in your social life and speak to him. And I'm going to say to you, the girl is crazy. She says she won't let you go to war because she loves you too much.
Tell her then that I'll go and be back very soon. I'll be back, tell her, next Tuesday.
That's sort of it. Yeah, when you laughed, did you laugh because it just occurred to you? I mean, did you just feel like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's lovely. Yeah, now don't care if you laugh, you know, this time, but just have that kind of response. We'll say it in your words. See the